Praise the Lord. Amen. Please, while you are standing, we shall pray together. Let's call on God together. Our Father, this night we thank you for all that you are again preparing for us. Thank you for the various ministrations we have had in songs and the time of prayers. Thank you, God, for the cry of the choir that you will set us on fire. Thank you because you will do it. We have lifted our cups and we ask you, Lord, to quench this hunger, this thirst of our soul. We ask tonight that as we press on with your word, light will keep shining. As we saw men who pursued open heavens, and you did respond to them. Thank you for the assurance you are giving us again tonight that you are going to respond to us. You are going to visit us according to the promise that you have made. We only ask that you please prepare us. Prepare us for that visitation to the glory of your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated and the Lord bless you. Amen. If I ask you to please return to our theme text, Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64. That's our text. We have been reading 12 verses. And we have enjoyed reading it together. But this evening, the first four verses, and then we shall draw our instructions. We're going to be looking at what happens when the heavens are torn apart. When God rips open the heavens, what is our expectation? What is our expectation when the Lord rent the heavens? Our expectation when the heavens are opened. Isaiah 64. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him. Now, to add to that passage, we are dealing with our expectation when God rents the heavens. What are we expecting? What are we looking for? What are we trusting God to do? What are we believing that God will do in our day? for which we are crying, rend the heavens. I want you to return to Isaiah 59. Yesterday we spent a bit of time dealing with the hindrance to the heavens being opened. But as you read down, you see a divine commitment and a promise that God had made. And I want to ask you to join me to read that, so that as I put them together, we can set our hearts on what we are looking for. We can set our expectation on what we are trusting God to do. And we can prepare and enlarge our heart for the things that God is willing to release. And that each one of us, as we begin to pray, and as we begin to seek the face of God, we know what we are holding God's hand to bring to pass to us. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 59. In Isaiah 59, verse 16, verse 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come. The Redeemer shall come to Zion. And unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My Spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of the seed of your seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, says the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Amen. Amen. What I intend for God to help us deal with tonight is to have a correct expectation for the kind of heavens that we're asking God to rend over our head. Before I will get into the details of what we're expecting God to do, I will tell you a little story which is in the Word of God. I know you know that when Elijah was going, Elisha cried. And Elisha asked, when Elijah asked him, ask me whatever you want me to give you before I'll be taken away from you. And Elisha did not mince words. He quickly asked, that the double portion of your spirit might fall upon me. Of course, Elijah said, you have asked a very hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taking off, it shall be yours. But if not, I cannot help you. Praise the Lord. Elisha saw. Elisha grabbed that mantle before the man left. And Elisha knew that something has happened to his own life. When he came back to the River Jordan that had been flooded, he simply carried that mantle and said, where is the God of Elijah? And the Lord showed up for him. And record was clear that everywhere Elisha went, there was a manifestation of the double portion. Somehow he knew that there's something that has come upon his life, and he was not going to do less than his master. One of the terrible things that we must ask God to deliver us from is to misapply the outpouring that God is about to give us and use it to settle little quarrels. A lot of grace had been released over the years, but several men that God brought up, their expectation is different from God's expectation. Their desire for the anointing did not match up with what God was longing to do on the face of the earth. And several, out of this misapplication, have mishandled what could have become a great outburst. They have narrowed down what could have been a mighty move. Time came when Elisha was about to go. Elisha was not going to go like Elijah went. Elijah was going with the chariot of fire. But for Elisha, the Bible said, when Elisha was sick, with the sickness by which he will go to heaven. Have you read that before in the Bible? And he ran to Elisha and said, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof, just like Elisha said to Elijah. He had the language. He had the methodology. And he knew that this man, there's something I must take from him. Unfortunately, he did not have the understanding, the expectation, and the full dimension of what this heaven that was asking for God to release to him was meant for. I want to spend a bit of time here tonight, if the Lord will permit me, to begin to set what are we expecting from another move of God. What are we expecting from another open heavens? If this particular open heavens is actually for the end time, if we are trusting that what God is beginning to God, we need to set our expectation aright so that when you are coming forth and say, Lord, cause these heavens to open upon me and upon your people, your heart is large enough for what God wants to do. Praise the Lord. Joash came forward with a good request. My father, my father. The chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Elisha did not bother to ask him, what do you want me to do for you? He simply knew that he was looking for something. So he said, all right, take the bow and take the arrow. And he put his hand upon that man's hand. And he asked him, open the window. He taught him how to shoot. Then he asked the young man, shoot, for this is the arrow of deliverance. This is the arrow of deliverance from Syria. This is the arrow of deliverance from all the enemies. This is the arrow of deliverance for the people of God. There is no anointing that does not have a purpose. There is no heavens that God ever opened except to achieve a defined and a definite purpose. And if we do not know what heaven is about to open to our lives for, we may misbehave. We may misapply, and we may do less than he could do. Now, the young man shot. And he shot 3 times, according to scripture. And he did what? He stopped. One of the things that bothered me was how Elisha was annoyed with him. Elisha said to him, why did you stop? You should have shot 5-6 times. Now you shot only 3 times. And you have wasted the deliverance of God's people. It means you will defeat Syria 3 times. And thereafter, Syria will take over. And Israel will go back into bondage again. You have wasted the arrow of God's deliverance. You have wasted the divine opportunity. You have jeopardized your people. You have brought your people into a greater problem. I wish you did not come forward. Now, Israel will conquer thrice. After that, terrible things will happen to them. And if you read scriptures and you follow the stories, you will see that after that time, part of the captivity that Israel went into for 70 years was because someone who had the opportunity to have finished the matter completely and reset God's agenda for the people of God. He had the anointing for it. He had the arrow for it. He had the wherewithal of God for it. He had the grace for it. But a narrowness of heart, a lack of clear expectation, made him to waste the heavens that were open to him. This issue I'm dealing with tonight might look a bit technical, but I feel that I need to pray that as God is bringing several of us forward now, and God is speaking about what he is about to do in the days ahead, that God will enlarge your heart, that God will give you capacity, that he will give you a clear vision of what God is about to do, and what God is capable of doing. That you will not use this coming outpouring to chase rats and rabbits, to fight brothers and sisters, to establish one small kingdom around for yourself, and waste what God is about to do again. Will you pray that prayer? That Lord, if you will visit us, if your heavens will be open on our head again, it will not be for self-aggrandizement. It will not be for personal quarrel. It will not be because you are competing with someone. It will not be because you want to conquer a brother. It will be that God might find us as channels, that what he has been longing to release to our earth, he will freely release it. And I would like to start from that Isaiah 64. Definitely, I will be ending in Isaiah 59. You will have thought, oh no, let's go chronologically, but that's not how we are going tonight. Because from there, from Isaiah 59, Isaiah 60, they all begin to give the dimension of what God is about to do. But let's read Isaiah 64 one more time. Isaiah 64, please. One more time. Oh, that you will rend the heavens, that you will come down. All of you, please mark what I'm talking about. I will just be gradual. I know our time is fast spent, but the short moment we are going to have, I want God to please enlarge your heart. Did you hear the prayer I've been asking God to do? Enlarge our heart. Give us a correct perspective of what we're expecting. Give us understanding of what you are about to do, that we may not preoccupy ourselves with peripheral issues. Oh, that you will rend the heavens, that you will come down. Our first expectation is that God will do what? He will come down. We are looking for a divine visitation that will bring down the presence of God. It's the power of God to be made manifest. And I remember when God came down upon Brother Samuel. You remember Samuel? Eh? There was a time I saw in his ministry that even Saul, who had backslidden and was coming as if to go and kill David, and if possible, to kill Samuel himself. The man had been bold enough to slaughter all the priests. You remember that Saul came to a level in his life that he could gather all the priests of the Lord and slaughter them. Do you remember that? Eh? Now, he heard that David had run to go and be with Samuel at Ramah. And he was coming furiously. He had sent some people to go ahead of him. And as those people came into the circumference that the anointing of the Spirit that established around Samuel, when they came near the circumference, what happened? What happened, please? The Spirit caught up with them. They all fell down. They were prophesying uncontrollably. When Brother Mr. Saul, King Saul, waited and they had not arrived, he was curious. He said, let me go myself. He prepared himself. He carried what he could carry to go and fight. Again, as he was coming, he had not yet got to the hill where Brother Samuel is seated. What did the Bible say about him as well? The Spirit caught up with him and knocked him on the ground. And this man was rolling on the ground. He was prophesying and rolling on the ground until he turned himself how? Naked. He was a king who came in a kingly regalia. The anointing, you don't need to shoot a gun. You don't need to do anything. What happened? The anointing disgraced him. He rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled and he was foaming in his mouth. By the time, I don't know what happened. I think he just, when he woke up, he just returned. And David and Samuel, they were just looking at him. When God comes down, when the power of God is at work, who is the enemy that can do anything? Do you remember Elijah? When one king decided that they should go and arrest Elijah and bring him down. Do you remember? The king already sent a battalion. A commander with 50 soldier men, well armed. They should go and bring the man of God. And they came there, and Elijah asked them, what did you come for? They said, the king said, we should go and bring you. And Elijah looked at them and said, then if I'm a man of God, let the fire come and do something and roast you alive. Did you remember that there was no need to shoot a gun? They were roasted alive. When the king waited and they did not return, he was annoyed. He sent another set. The same issue happened. The next time, the third one was coming. Those ones said, let us be wise. The man they are asking us to go and bring is not a mere man. No. So I don't know whether you can remember. The man must have removed his cap and knelt on his knees and crawled and said, oh, man of God, let my life and the life of these people be precious in your sight. It's just because we're under a command, we should not have come here. Please, sir. So Elijah now said, all right, I'll spare your life. Go and tell the man who told you to come and see me that he is going to die. That from now, everything will finish. Such was the power that they exercised when the fire of the Lord came upon their lives. Praise the Lord. I was only trying to look at what happens when heavens are opened. What what happens when God rent the heavens and he decides to come down. Look at the things that the catalog of things that the Holy Spirit will have us to expect. That you will come down. That the mountains might shake at your presence. The mountains we are talking about here, they are not just mountains of a hill. Even though that one can also shake and melt. Even the old earth can shake and melt if God just decided to come down. We saw a bit of that before. But I see God desiring, said, oh, that you will rend the heavens, that you will come down, that the mountains might shake, but take note, at your presence. This outpouring we are asking God for, these heavens that we are asking God to rend over our heads, it is that he, the Lord, might manifest his glorious presence all over the land, all over the nations, all over the places, and the mountains, obstacles, hindrances to the purpose of God might shake at his presence. Praise the Lord. What we are asking God to do is the only thing that God himself alone can do. When we'll be setting our heart before God tonight and say, Lord, we understand by the word of the Lord what we are asking you to descend amidst us to do, that the mountains might shake at your presence. That as the fire burns brushwood, and as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries. We are trusting God that when the heavens will open, it will make the Lord's name known in the midst of his enemies. It will cause his glory to break forth among those who stood against his word, that the nations may tremble, that the nations may tremble at your presence. The kind of thing we are asking God for, we cannot describe it completely. But we have a glimpse of what we are expecting. And that's why we are going to engage in the place of prayer. That nations may tremble at your presence. That things that looked impossible for years, God might cause a shaking in the nations. That God will do awesome things that had not occurred to any man. Praise the Lord. You know, when we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, and Paul was praying that prayer, that the power of God at work in us is sufficient to carry out far, far greater than what we could ever think or imagine. Things beyond our expectation. Things that goes beyond what anybody could calculate. That is what we are asking God to do again. The kind of revival, the kind of divine visitation that we're asking God to bring to our generation It will subdue the powers of hell. It will bring men on their knees. It will curb the recklessness that we're already seeing all over the earth. I hope you know that the kind of manifestation of wickedness that has come on our generation. I hope you know that outside here, when the word of God is to be preached, there's so much censoring. There's so much inhibition. You see very big cathedrals that have become empty. And there are many, many generations now whose fathers were the custodians of the gospel, but they are completely out now. And it looks as if they are not interested. And it appears as if the entire earth has ganged against the Lord our God and against his Son Jesus Christ. That's why your Bible study is very important. Why do the heathen rage? Why do they imagine vain things? Why are they plotting together as if to overthrow the purpose of God? As if to make the counsel of God never to come to pass. But we know what God said. We know what God declared. We know how God said he was going to move. And that will take me back to Isaiah 59. That the nations may tremble at your presence. So the kind of outpouring we are pleading with God to release, the kind of move of the Holy Spirit that we are begging God for, and the kind of expectation of God that we are holding, we already are knowing that it will take us beyond where we are. It's going to go beyond all that you have read or studied or talked about before. And because of that, God must enlarge our hearts. God must deliver us from narrowness. God must deliver us from littleness. The man that shot 3 times, he thought he had done something wonderful, not knowing that he wasted a divine visitation. Not knowing that he has curtailed what could have been an unlimited release of the supernatural. God is about to do it again. But God needs to say to you, I'm about to come down again. I'm not looking for men who can limit me, who will hinder me from getting to what I want to do. I need men who are going to say, Lord, whatsoever you desire to do in our day, go ahead, O God, and do it. Even if we have never seen it before, even if it has never occurred to us before, even if eyes have not seen that before, Lord, we are asking you to do it. And cause your name to be known among your adversaries. Cause nations to tremble and to melt at your presence. Look at verse 3, said, when you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down. You came down. The mountain shook at your presence. You came down. I know the cry of our hearts, Lord, show us your mercy and come down again. Come down again, O God. Come and do only what you can do. and silence your adversaries in the name of Jesus Christ. But before I will ask you to stand into the place of prayer tonight, and I want you to see one more thing that God has said in that Isaiah 59 that I made you to read with me. And if you come with me to Isaiah 59, I would like you to see the end of the passage. After God has dealt with the issue of sin that hinders his hand and all of that. After God said, I sought from among them if there will be an intercessor. If there will be someone that will stand in the gap. If there will be someone to whom I can open the heavens. When the Lord saw, in verse 16, he said, the Lord saw that there was no man. And he wondered that there was no intercessor. I've been praying that, Lord, as there was a Simeon, as there was that Anna the prophetess, let it not be, O God, that you look down in our day and you say there was no intercessor. You will find them in our midst. You will find men who are saying, Lord, let it come. Let it come, O Lord, we pray you. Let your spirit come, O God. Let the outpouring of your grace be released. Lord, you will find men among us. Will you find men among us? If we, by the grace of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. But I saw God saying, what I'm going to do, the way I'm going to rise, and the way I'm going to manifest myself, it will be by my zeal. The zeal of the Lord will perform what we are asking God for. So my head is enlarged that whatever any of us can be, whatever any of us can stand up to do, it's nothing. God is ready to do much more. God is ready to show forth himself. Perhaps not just because of us, but because of his covenant that he cannot break. He said, I have already set my king on my holy hill, and I've already issued the decree. I cannot withdraw it. We are going to see the glory of God in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation to him. His own righteousness, it sustained him. As I was looking, I said, Lord, for what you want to do in this end time, we will be counting on your own righteousness. We'll be counting on your own personal motivation to help us, to cause your will to be done in the land of the living. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and he was clad with zeal as a cloak. May God cause us to see him at work in the coming days in the name of Jesus Christ. May several of you have the opportunity to see God take over from your hand. May all your feeble efforts be swallowed by the release of God's power himself. What we are expecting is not what a man can be struggling to do. We are expecting that God, in his mercy, having found men and women that he can walk with, he will come down. He will manifest his power. Now look at the extent to which God intends to show forth himself in the course of the coming days. The Bible said, according to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay. Fury to his adversaries and recompense to his enemies. And the coastland he will fully repay. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Did you understand the meaning of that? From the west to the far east, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of our God shall be praised. The glory of the Lord shall be released. So when this brother stood up and began to sing a song that is prophetic in my ears, all over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be, all over the world. And as he was singing, and I said, yes, Lord, all over the world, we are going to see your glory break forth again. From nation to nation. Why is God saying that to several of us sitting here? It's because he is going to involve you. He is intending to include your life. He's intending to show you his open heavens. That's why he is causing you to hear it now. And I will just be requesting you to say, Lord, let it be unto me according to thy word in the name of Jesus. Let me read that passage again. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and the glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, what did the Bible say God will do? The Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion. Hallelujah. And to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, the Lord will come. And look at what God is saying. What is his commitment? As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My spirit, who is upon you, and my words, which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth. No matter the forces that is raising his edge, the Spirit of God will raise a standard. And the hand of the Lord that is stretched out until God gets glory from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, until his adversaries, in whichever form they have gathered and constituted themselves, the name of the Lord shall be feared and proclaimed from nation to nation in the name of Jesus Christ. This is my covenant with them. My spirit which is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants. That was exciting to me. Nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. So that chapter 59 was what preceded chapter 60. If you just flip chapter 59 now, you will enter chapter 60. What did he say in chapter 60? Arise and do what? And shine. Why? For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That, please hear me, we are talking of our expectation of the coming outpouring. We are talking about what God is prepared to do. The covenant that God is about to execute in our day. The release of his power that is about to come. And what is it that we should expect? I will have asked you to read the entire Isaiah chapter 60. But because of space of time, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is what? Is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will do what? Will arise upon you. God is about to arise upon his people. God is about to cause his glory to be seen upon his people. He said, his glory shall be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings will come to the brightness of your rising. But because I will not have time to read all of that, which you need to read, you need to understand, you need to know that the expectation of this coming move is not something we can put in our pocket. It's not something we can conscript into a corner. It's going to be overwhelming to all of us. Let me read the final expectation. Go down to Isaiah 60. That Isaiah 60 is a follow-on from Isaiah 59. And as we are reading, you will read it on your own, but look at where I need to stop it this night. This night. Verse 20. Your son shall no longer go down. If this heaven becomes open on our lives, as we are asking God to rend the heavens, your son shall no longer go down. We have had men who rose, and they did not become what heaven intends them to be before they faded out. We had people who manifested a great manifestation of the power of God, but it was cut short. And as if their son went down. And before the things that God could have wanted to do, the whole matter has finished. And everything has become ordinary ashes. And heaven is lamenting, this man was raised to be great, but he diverted. This work will have been something that will shake the whole world, but it has ended in a small place. This man was anointed to have blazed the fire everywhere, but he misbehaved. And everything has become ordinary. He may still be talking, but just making empty noise now. But God is saying to me again this night, my word that I put in your mouth, I will not take it away. I will not take it away from your descendants' mouth and from the mouth of your descendants' descendants. There's going to be a continuity of the move of God. There's going to be a release of the supernatural. It will not be for 2 years. It will not be for 3 years. It will span generations until the nations of the earth have melted at the feet of our God. it might start as if it's a small thing, but this is not small. This is not going to end in shambles. God is going to cause his word to come to pass. Your son shall no longer go down. Nor shall your moon withdraw itself. Father, let it be so, O God. Let what you are saying concerning your people, let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you rend the heavens, O God, and as you pour us a blessing, we are asking that this will continue until nations of the earth have melted, until mountains have given their way. The Lord will be your everlasting light. And the days of your mourning shall be ended. Also, this is a very critical word. Also, your people shall all be righteous. Listen, you may not understand why this is critical. Several revival was cut short because of sin and unrighteousness. When the men that God began to use began to touch the glory of God, began to play with duplicity, began to play with sin secretly. Even though God wanted to walk, he had to withdraw. But as I'm hearing God saying, this outpouring, it will emphasize righteousness. It will cause men to walk in the fear of God. It will produce men and women who love righteousness, who hates iniquity, who knows that the release of the anointing that will be beyond what we have known before will be because it is a flow out of righteousness. All your people shall be righteous. This can only be done by God. This can only happen because God will be at work. This will only be our expectation because God is about to work. I'm trusting that as we conclude and stand in the place of prayer to say, let it come, O Lord, we pray you. Let your promise begin to happen in our day. Set us apart for this matter in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall inherit the land forever. They will be the branch of my planting. Oh my God, when God plants a man, who can uproot him? They will be a branch of my planting. They will be the work of my hands. That I, the Lord, may be glorified. Father, let it be so. Now look at the last point before we turn to God in prayer. Listen. A little one shall become a thousand. When this heaven opened, what you thought was little, small young men here that are sitting here and they look insignificant, you shall become a thousand. So when I saw young people crying and coming out, I said, yes, Lord, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. God is about to do something. A little one among you shall become a thousand. And a small one will become a strong nation. Maya Tarabasandoroboshire. Say, I, the Lord, I will hasten it. I will accelerate it. I will give it a velocity. so that it will happen in its appropriate time. Oh my God. Oh my God. Tonight, Lord, how I ask you that you will enlarge our heart. This is what God has said. If it was just that we are the one pushing it, it would have been something. He said, I, the Lord, I will hasten it in its time. We're praying right now. Would you like to stand up and stretch forth your hand to heaven and say, let it come, O Lord. Let it come, O Lord, we pray you. As you have said it, Lord, as you have declared it, O God, so will it be. It will not be less than what you have declared. It is not about what we can do. He said he has put on his own seal as a cloak. God has put on his own seal as a cloak. The mighty man of valor has decided to come down. He has decided to stretch forth his hand in the nations. His adversaries will melt in his presence. The name of the Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, shall be praised. The fear of his name will come upon his enemy. And nations upon nations, they will melt in his presence. And as the word of God is going tonight, is it striking a faith in some of your heart? Are you hearing God say, yes, and I have included in it. I have included you in what I'm about to do. It's not like what happened before. This is going to have an enduring capacity to turn the world upside right, to change the nations of the earth, to cause things to melt. Would you like to say to God, here am I. Cause me to see what you are saying. Lord, I have come to believe you. I have come to take you by your word. The devil say you are going to die. Tell the devil I will not die. I will live to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Father, tonight. Your son shall no longer go down. Go on praying, because this night is a critical night of prayer. And if the Spirit of God is speaking clearly to your spirit, there's going to be an outburst. The Spirit of God will be moving in this congregation, laying his strong hand on different lives and setting them aside for what is about to happen. When we have been saying, oh Lord, rend the heavens, and in this morning we were looking at Jesus, to whom God decided to open the heavens, we saw what God did. We saw the extent to which God was going to work. We saw what happened on the day of Pentecost. We saw every time God caused heavens to open, what he did. But I'm hearing him say, what I'm about to do now far surpasses all that you have ever read or heard or known about, because it is the end time. Holy Spirit, go ahead and have your way tonight. Holy Spirit, please have your way tonight. Shekataya makoribo saila. Inkakeria. Bata kansoboria la kashara. Father, by the stretch forth of your hand, let your zeal, O God, perform that which you are saying concerning us. Say, I, the Lord, I will hasten it in its time. I will cause it to happen in its time. I will move as I've determined to move. I have put on my zeal as a cloak. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Let it be as you are saying it in the midst of your people. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let it come, O Lord, we pray thee. Let the shower of blessing fall. We are waiting, we are waiting. Oh, revive the hearts of all. Let it come, O Lord. We pray you, let the shower of your blessing fall. We are waiting and expecting. Oh, revive our hearts today. Will you lift up your two hands and say, let it come upon me, O God, as you have said. Let it come as you have spoken, O God. What brought Mary into the matter? I said, let it be unto me according to thy word. Let it come as you have said it, O God. Since you said a little one. Do I appear little in this congregation tonight? Let it come, O Lord, as you have said. Be it unto me according to thy promise. Kekara mashiri. Imama kandorobo shiri. That your presence, O God, your presence. Your presence, Kaka Yakanto Riboshi, Mata Zamba Konto Roboshi, Nakabababa Kauna Mashiri. Your presence that causes mountains to melt. Your presence resting upon your people tonight. Bika Rika Tauyama Koroboshiri. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Let's give him space to walk in his way of walking tonight. Let him move from road to road. It's not whether you know how to speak English or not. Even in your primitive language, it is coming on you. It's coming upon your life. It's coming, breaking every yoke, every barrier. Heavens is about opening unto several of us. He said, the Redeemer shall come to Zion. He will appear to those who have turned away from transgression in Jacob. He is coming. He is coming. He's coming row to row. One hand to another. One sister to another. One brother to another. One man to another. Let it come, O Lord, we pray. The expectation you are releasing to us tonight. Mashato Roboskuri. Biri Katao Yamako Robosh. Masata yaba koroboshi. Eria lama tau yama koroboshi. Let it come, O Lord, we pray. Let this freshness It's something fresh that heaven is releasing. It's for that which heaven had ordained to bring about in these coming days. Is your heart sad about it? Is your spirit saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Masata Kiria Labasara. What you say you will do, Lord. Oh, Lord, that the heavens might come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, brothers. And do as the Spirit of God demands upon you this night. Before we stop, let the Spirit have His way. Restoration is coming. A cleansing power is being released. What was blood is being loose again. Old wells that are blocked have been opened up again. A springing forth is coming afresh. A release of the supernatural is coming afresh. The expectation of God's coming. Lord, have your way tonight. Lord, we know this is not about us. It's not about what we can do for any man. This is what you have decided to come and do by yourself. Go on, O God, in thy work. Go on, O Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come quench this thirst, this hunger of my soul. Fill this cup, Lord. Fill this life, Lord. Fill this life, Lord. Lift it up before God. Lift your heart and say, Lord, fill it. I can no longer do with anything less. I can't go from here managing and struggling. Likarama sambarabashi. Let it come, O Lord, we pray. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, I will hasten it in His time. I've decided to overlook and turn away, turn you away from iniquity, that I may be gracious unto you, that I may be merciful unto you, that I may cause my will to be done in your day. Lord, thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you are doing. Brother, sister, is the Spirit of God falling afresh on your life this moment? Let it come, O Lord, we pray. If you have a space to come to the altar, no problem. But I expect that beyond this altar tonight, every corner, every place where men are standing, the Spirit of God is falling upon your life. A breaking forth is beginning to take place. This is not according to us. This is according to His power. This is according to His authority. This is His own mercy at work tonight. Every yoke is being broken. Let every yoke be broken. Let every mountain melt. Let every obstacle give way. Everything that holds any of you down, let it be way. Kikaraka baba sando roboshiria. The liberating power of the Holy Spirit is here. Kika robo sanda
Kadika Sara. Da Santa Makoro Boshenda Keria. Let it come, O Lord, as you have said it. Masata Yabakoro Boshiri. King Kakaranka Toro Boshiri. As I say, wherever you are standing, wherever you are standing, is the Spirit asking you to fall on your face? Just fall there. Let Him flow. Let Him flow tonight. Let obstacles be cut short. Everything that hinders from what God wants to do, let it be released tonight. By the reason of this anointing, said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, Masata Yamakoria, Ma Kaura Masai, Bayaka Tauyaka Makondo Roboskai. Oh my God, oh my God. Over the land, over the nation. Let the Spirit of God take over. From land to land, from land to land, from nation to nation. Young life will rise from here. And a little one will become 1,000. An unprecedented increase is coming. Increase in every direction, in every dimension. Let it come, O Lord. Irabasha. Irabasha. Go ahead, brothers. Go ahead, dear sister. Go ahead. We can't stop now. Maybe you are at the very back. The Lord is hitting on you. Just surrender and say, Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Maybe at one corner there, the Spirit is releasing a freshness to you. Something you have not seen before now is coming. It is by the zeal of the Lord. It's by the hand of the Lord. It's Him at work. Lord, let it be as you have said. Let it be, O God, as you have said. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you tonight. The Spirit. The Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit is moving. By the power of the Lord, the Spirit is moving. By the power of the Lord, let it come, let it flow over us. The Spirit is hovering. By the power of the Lord, the Spirit is moving. By the power of the Lord, let it flow over us. Let Him flow over us. The Spirit is moving. By the power of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kabaraba Shantorobosu. Ikarika Tayima Kontorobuska. Besata Yaka Torobushi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Amen. While you are standing in the place of prayer or kneeling down in the place of prayer, I want that brother that sang, it should come back now. All over the world.
The Spirit is moving. Can you raise that song for us now? And just sing it in the Holy Ghost. And as the Lord is moving our midst here tonight, this is not going to stop. This is breaking every barrier. This is releasing every hindrance. Boundaries are breaking tonight. A supernatural outpouring is coming forth. Brother, please go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead. You just go ahead. Hallelujah. 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 All over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hand to the Lord.
As the prophet said it should be, all over the world, there is the mighty revelation of the glory.
Can you soak it? Can you soak it? Can you soak in this
water?
I hear in our midst,
the Spirit is moving.
Here in our midst,
as the prophet said it should be.
And here in our
there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
Every yoke is being broken here this
morning. As the water covers the sea.
And here in our midst again.
Here in our midst.
The Spirit. From row to row,
the Spirit
from person to person
is brooding.
There's a breaking forth in your spirit. Those who have been here sick, your sickness is disappearing this night. Those of you bound over the years, the shackles are breaking tonight.
There's a mighty.
I want you to check your spirit, check your heart, check your body. God has come. What has been a mountain to you before,
they are melting.
They are melting. mountains are melting.
Old gifts
are shaking. Shackles are breaking. Old covenants are being nullified. Every bondage is breaking. The anointing that breaks the yoke is here. Those who came sick, you are rising from here tonight. You are taking your bed and walking home in the name of Jesus.
Karika Baba.
Maya Tali Mama Sando Roboshi.
Manto Roboshi.
Gifts that were locked up.
They're
breaking forth tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me allow you to give expression to what God is doing in your heart now. There's an outburst breaking forth here and there. Just go ahead. Just break forth everywhere. Words of life is breaking forth in your spirit. Let it flow. Your tongues have been loosed tonight. Go ahead. Those that have been weakened for years, a strength is entering to your system tonight. Rise up with it. Rise up now. Rise up now. Rise up now. You are going on a journey on a distance. The mighty hand of God has come. Spirit is moving. Thank you, my brother. Now, in our midst, in this gospel here, God is here. Bashata yamakoro boshi. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
There's a mighty
revelation
of the glory of the Lord. As the waters covers the sea.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Let there be quiet now. Let there be quiet. Allow the Spirit of God to keep doing what He wants to do now. Allow Him to flow. He has come. Yokes are breaking. Shackles are cutting. Mountains are melting. Hills that have been a hindrance for many years, they are falling out. What has kept you barren for years is breaking forth. Divine fruitfulness will attend to you from now. From now. Spiritually and physically. Those things that made you barren, the Lord rebukes it here tonight. We will celebrate you in the days ahead. For a little one among us shall become a thousand. Those that have been written off, the Lord is bringing you back to the stage. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you are doing now. Gifts that are lost. Ask air that are falling. They will float now. A restoration is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kaboko shakatari. Kekakarush. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you are doing tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for breaking the yokes. Thank you for the release of the supernatural. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. It's breaking forth from one corner to another. The spirit of prayer, the spirit of supplication, spirit of grace is breaking forth. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, O God. Let it be, O God. Let it be, O God. Let it be. Let it be, O God. What no man can do, the Spirit of God will cause it on. Thank you, Jesus. And from the very back, from the very back, a fire is beginning to burn. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for walking around and breaking every yoke here tonight. Lord, this is a beginning. Father, a new thing is breaking forth in the land. A breaking forth into the nations. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Spirit of the living God, please have your way now. Just do what you want to do. There's one final thing we are doing tonight. Why we cannot stop what God is doing, we cannot. We dare not stop. The hand of God has come and we cannot stop him. He will do what he says he will do. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. We are not stopping you. We cannot stop what God is beginning to do tonight. Some of you may not be able to leave this month tonight. Just stay there. But there's a clear matter now. Say, all your people shall be righteous. Every iniquity shall be purged from this mountain. Everything that has run contrary to his righteousness this night, like the fire came from the very, very altar in heaven and pressed on the lip of Isaiah, say, your iniquity has been purged and your sin has been removed. There's that operation taking place tonight. All those who are under one addiction of the other, a fire is touching your lip now. Breaking that addiction. Your love for sin is evaporated tonight. You will love righteousness. You will walk victoriously. God is doing that now. He's walking from heart to heart. I just want you to know that that which is happening tonight cannot be reversed. A fire is burning through your soul. And I would like you to do one thing, just to say, now, Lord, have your way with me. as you have come, Lord, here is my life. Ride upon me. Ride on my back. I am yours. I am yours, Lord. No one will share my life again. No one will share my affection again. No secret sin will find a space with me again. From this night, a purging is going on. Thank you, Father. Thank you. After that day, Isaiah could never become remain the same again. And I see the Lord say, I'm coming to do this purging by myself. Thank you, Lord. Please wave your hand to the Lord and say, now, let your will, let your living water flow over my soul. Let your glory break forth all over me. And this vessel that I'm dedicating to you from tonight, it shall be your vessel. A vessel unto honor. You will flow through me. You will do all you have ordained to do by my life from this day. Thank you. If you wave those hands and lift it above your head and say, Lord, I am yours. From now, nothing will share me with you anymore. My affection is yours. My heart is your throne. My life is your vehicle. Spirit of the living God, having come, you will settle here until we see what you want to accomplish in the land of the living. This communion with you will never break again. Thank you. Lord, for all that you have done tonight, we give you praise. For all yokes you have broken tonight, we give you praise. For all miracles that you have caused to happen tonight, we give you praise. For those that you have released from every shackle, from every bondage, we give you praise. For those gifts that God lost, that have been restored by your visitation tonight, we give you praise. For the young that shall become 1,000, we give you praise. For the young ladies who will begin to prophesy and cause your will to be made manifest in the land, we give you praise. For that which you say will never stop again, the sun that will not go down again, that your moon will not withdraw itself, so will it be, O God. And from this night, O God, when Samuel poured that oil on David, the Bible said, from that day forward, the Spirit of God came upon him. He can just sing ordinary songs, and men that are mad, like Saul, they get recovered. Those supernatural miracles are going to be released from here. It will follow your people as they are going. It's not about us. It's about what you are about to do in the nations. Spirit of God, thank you. And so tonight we ask that keep your eye upon these ones. Those who fell down here, those who fell down there, those who lift up their hands unto you, those whom you breathe upon afresh. Those on the altar that you have decided to renew. Even in the choir, oh God, that you have come to change something within their spirit. We will see the manifestation of your glory in the days coming. We see effortless outpouring of divine ministration as the days turn in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, I ask that what you have started tonight, keep your eye on it, O God. Keep your hand on this once, O God. You say, I, the Lord, I will hasten it in His time. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.